Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. The Braille Note Touch from HumanWare combines a powerful Android-based tablet with a Braille display and a detachable Braille keyboard. This all forms a powerful, novel note-taking device.
We'll speak with Greg Stilson, Blindness Products Manager from HumanWare, about this new device and how it has been enhanced with the KeySoft experience. And we'll also get to hear a demonstration of the device in action. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Greg Stilson, who was kind enough to speak with us while he was home on paternity leave with his new baby. And this tip was in answer to a question we asked him.
I am now a new dad for the first time, and my wife and I are both blind. And I am definitely just getting to figuring out this whole parenthood thing. But if I was going to give a tip of the week for a blind parent, is that your child will tell you everything you need to know. I remember that, you know, I had so many questions before she was born about, how are we going to do X, Y, and Z? And I was on so many different, you know, mailing lists and listservs and things like that for blind parents. The answer is that you will not have the answer for everything that happens. But be assured that if you trust your instincts and trust, you know, listen to your child and just be thorough, you'll be able to do everything that the average parent would be able to do. I can assure you of that.
And as our regular listeners know, I'm blind, Nancy's sighted, we have two children, and we can vouch for the fact that you certainly won't have all the answers, but even sighted parents don't. But somehow you managed to work it all out, and now our kids are grown, and we got through it all.
And even though, as Pete said, one of us is sighted and the other one is blind, we had an equal partnership parenting our children. And there was basically nothing Pete couldn't do besides join the carpool and drive them to events.
And also learn to change diapers quickly.
Well, we all need to learn that. So if you want to hear more on the topic of blind people raising sighted children, we did an entire episode, number 1508, in which a blind parent called us up and said, hey, I've got all these questions, and we figured, well, lots of other people would like to hear the answers too. And then many years ago in episode 1133, we spoke with not only Pete's sighted children, but also his mother, his sister, his in-laws, and me, his wife. Let's start by meeting Greg and learning about HumanWare in general before focusing on the latest product that they've announced.
My name is Greg Stilson. I'm HumanWare's product manager for blindness products. I've been with HumanWare for about 10 years now.
Are you blind yourself?
I am, yep. I'm blind since birth. When I was younger, I had a little bit more vision. I used to use a little bit of a CCTV. Now it doesn't get big enough for any vision. A lot of people who ask me, you know, how much vision do you have? I always tell people I have enough vision to get myself in trouble.
Well, I always think it's a great idea when the people who are developing the products are actually some of the people who are using the products.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something that we really pride ourselves on here at HumanWare, is that both myself, who's the product manager for any of the blindness products, and that encompasses really our Braille notes, our Braille products, any of that kind of thing, but also our Victor Reader line and our GPS products. And I use all of those products. In addition, any of our low vision products, a guy named Sam Adler is my counterpart there, and he's low vision himself. Many of our QA or quality assurance testers who work in the R&D team are visually impaired as well. So here at HumanWare, we really believe that in order to give the best user experience, the people designing them have to be able to use it and use it efficiently.
And as you mentioned, HumanWare really covers a broad range of assistive technologies that can be useful to people with all kinds of vision issues, right?
Yeah, yep, exactly. We go from anywhere from very slight low vision. We have some handheld magnifiers ranging from 3-inch screens to I think our largest one is a 7-inch screen for portables. And then we also have a really intelligent handheld magnifier called the Prodigy and the Prodigy Connect, which is more aimed at the education. And those are really taking the CCTV concept to the next level. So basically, we're doing a lot more than just magnifying text. We're taking an OCR image so that the text looks clear. And then we're also being able to do a lot of highlighting and audio reading of that text. So we're really taking the concept of the CCTV to the next level. But then in addition, we have the blindness line that covers the folks like myself who the low vision solutions don't help.
We've actually done prior episodes on several products from Human where we covered the Victor Reader product line in episode 1332 and 1441 and the Prodigy in 1338. And then we did a special interview with Dominic Labbé, who's the product development director, talking about how you develop your products. And that was in 1502. And that was really interesting.
And we'll have links to all of those episodes in our show notes.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is the recently announced Braille Note Touch from Humanware.
Today we wanted to talk about another innovative product that you recently introduced, and it's called the Braille Note Touch. I was wondering if you can give our listeners an overview of what the Braille Note Touch is and what it does.
Sure. So the Touch is sort of taking, you know, as I mentioned with Prodigy, taking the concept of a legacy note taker and sort of bringing it way into the next generation. It's the true 21st century note taker, but I don't perhaps like to call it a note taker anymore, because really what the Braille Note Touch is a Braille tablet. And that's really the ultimate goal. It feels like you're using a note taker, but it really is a Braille tablet.
You've got photographs on your website, but this is an audio-only program, and many of our listeners couldn't see the photographs anyway. The photos show what looks like a commercial tablet with an attached Braille display. Can you describe more fully what the device is like physically?
Absolutely. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to kind of go around from edge to edge, front and back, and describe the ports, the feel of the device. So the device, if you're familiar with the Braille Note products, the Braille Note Apex was our most recent Braille Note before the Touch. And the Braille Note Touch is approximately as thick as the Braille Note Apex was. I want to say it's just about an inch thick.
Okay. Can you walk us around it?
If I start at the back of the device, on the back edge, we have a USB port. We have an SD card slot, and we have an HDMI port. And the HDMI port is a new one to the Braille Note. It allows you to plug in directly into monitors, TV sets. You can really get the video output, and that's really where the Touch separates itself from any other device today, is that it's a device designed for blind people, but it's a product that is really based on Android, which is a mainstream operating system that everybody uses. So the video output is quite important for sighted colleagues, for teachers, for anybody who's looking at what you're doing. If I move to the right side of the device, you have a microphone jack, a headphone jack, and then what we call the action button. And the action button can be used in multiple different apps. For example, it can be used in the Victor Reader app to play stop. It can be used in the camera app to take a picture, and I'll get into that in a little bit. On the front edge of the device, we have our signature thumb keys. So if I go from left to right, these thumb keys are designed so that when you're reading Braille, you never have to lift your fingers off the display.
Well, that can be really handy.
Absolutely. So if I go from left to right, the far left thumb key, which is a little bit smaller thumb key, is called previous because it moves you to the previous item. The next one over is called left because it pans your Braille display left. Then in the middle between the two sets of thumb keys, we have a sort of a triangle button that's facing left, and that's for back or exit. We have a circle button that's for home or main menu. And you have a square button that's used for a couple things. If you tap it, it brings up what's called the context menu, which I'll show in a demo. And then it also, if you hold it down, it'll bring up your recent apps menu or screen, which shows all the applications that you're running at the time. Moving to the right, you have the longer thumb key on the right, which is just called right because it pans your display right. And then you have at the far right edge the next thumb key, because it moves you to the next item.
And on the last side?
Moving to the left side, starting at the back, you have your power button. If you tap it, it'll lock your screen or unlock it, just like a smartphone or tablet. And then you have a volume up and down button to raise or lower the volume. And then all the way towards the back of the device is a micro USB port for charging or data transfer.
When it comes to the tablet part of the device itself, the top of the device, can you tell us a little bit about that and how it works?
This is where it gets interesting, is that the Braille Note Touch has your 32 or 18 cell Braille display with cursor router keys above it, in the traditional position where it always is on a Braille note taker. But behind the Braille display is a glass touch surface. And in the middle, you have a 7-inch, basically tablet screen that is visual, so you can turn that screen on or off. But a sighted person can use that screen to help you out or to visually see, or if you have a little bit of vision. This is not just a product that would be somebody who's losing their vision or has a little residual vision. So that screen is used for multiple things, but it's a 10-inch touch surface. And the reason why that is I'll get into that in a little bit, but we created a technology that's called touch Braille, where you can actually Braille as efficiently on the glass surface as you could using a physical keyboard.
You would expect, if you remembered the old note takers, that there was a Braille display and a Braille keyboard. But when you look at the main surface of this device, there's the Braille display, but no Braille keyboard. And so you've implemented that with software in the touchscreen.
Exactly. Yep. So you can use that screen as you would use an iPhone or an Android using swipe gestures, what we call explore by touch. And what that means is that you can literally run your finger all over the screen and find different items and things like that. But we said, you know, myself as a iPhone user today, that's not the most efficient way for a blind person to find things. You know, note takers and screen readers for numbers of years have had the concept of first letter navigation. And we said, well, if we can make a software keyboard that works as well as the hardware keyboards on traditional note takers, then why can't we use the efficiency factors that we've had in note takers and screen readers for so many years? Why can't we use that anywhere in the system? And so I'll do a little bit a demo later on, but you'll see that first letter navigation is actually implemented anywhere in any of our applications or in the apps that you can download from the Google Play Store.
What about users who prefer a physical Braille keyboard?
I don't want to scare people and say, okay, it's only a glass surface. One thing that we did implement as well that comes with every Braille Note Touch is what we call the smart carrying case. And the smart carrying case comes with the Braille Note Touch in the box. And what it is it's a sort of a docking station, if you want to think of it that way. So it has two purposes. It, number one, serves to protect the device. It's a very rugged, hard shell carrying case. But the other is that it actually has an embedded keyboard in the carrying case. And so when you dock the Braille Note Touch in, you'll hear and feel a physical click of the touch clicking into the case. And then on top, what actually comes flipping down on top of the screen and it's connected with magnets is a traditional Perkins Braille keyboard. So for those users who do not prefer the touchscreen, you always have the option of using the device just like a traditional note taker with a traditional keyboard.
Yeah, that's a great option.
So you've covered all of the edges and the top surface. What, if anything, is on the bottom?
So if you flip the device over, you'll see that right in the middle, there's sort of a glass surface there that is circular, and that's an 8-megapixel camera. And what we just released in version 2.0 is the integration of the KNFB reader right into the Braille Note Touch. And so that 8-megapixel camera will be used to take a picture of any paper media that has text on it, and it will instantly turn that into speech and Braille for you within 2 seconds. So we partnered with the KNFB reader technology because this is a device that's designed to be efficient for blind people. And what's more efficient than taking a picture and having Braille at your fingertips within 2 seconds?
So it sounds like, as you mentioned, you built this Braille Note Touch on top of an Android operating system tablet device, but you also customized it by adding your own applications. And in particular, I guess a lot of the HumanWare products come with something called KeySoft, which is a suite of specialty software to do some common functions. Can you talk about that a little?
Absolutely. So this is our own custom-built tablet, and we use Android as sort of the background operating system. Just like on the old Braille Notes, we use Windows. But the nice thing with Keysoft, as you mentioned, is that Keysoft sort of, I'm not going to say hides Windows, but it simplifies the interface or the experience of Windows. And we did the same thing with Android. So Keysoft takes sort of the user interface or the user, I always call it the user experience, a step further. So Keysoft is a number of things on the Braille Note Touch. So number one, when you turn the device on, you're going to experience Keysoft. It goes number one through our Keysoft startup wizard to familiarize yourself with, you know, the layout of the Braille Note Touch, the different commands, the things like that. Once you get through the startup wizard, then you actually end up at our Keysoft main menu. And at this stage, this is a list of all the applications that people most commonly use on a daily basis. They're your efficiency applications, things like your word processor, your contacts, your calendar, those things that you're going to use on a daily basis. Keysoft is that kind of software aspect of it, but it's also the way that you interact with the device. So it's what's called in Android world, the accessibility service. So we designed an accessibility service from the ground up that handles both the way that it speaks to you, the way that you interact. So things like touch braille, when you're actually using the different keyboard commands to jump around, things like first letter navigation. And then it also handles, we design the braille interaction from the ground up, the way that braille is displayed for you and the way that you interact the braille translation. So Keysoft is really the entire user experience. And you have the ability on the Braille Note Touch to go into, you know, the Android settings and things like that. But in most cases, for the everyday user, you're not going to need to do that because the Keysoft user experience really simplifies all that for you. And it brings back sort of familiar commands and things that are from the Braille Note days, space with O for options menu, space with E for exit, you know, all the commands. It's a new Android world, but you're going to know how to use it because it feels totally natural with Keysoft.
Can you give us a demonstration of some of these features?
Absolutely. Yep. So in front of me, I've got the Braille Note Touch. I want to mention that all the demos that I'm going to do today are completely done without using a physical keyboard. So I will be just typing on the glass surface of the screen.
Speech on.
So at this stage, I'm at the main menu. I just press space with all six dots, or I could press the little circle button on the very front of the device. And I'm just going to kind of go down the list of items so you can see exactly what's available to you on the main menu. So right now,
top.
I'm at the top, and on my Braille display, I see contacts. If I press the next thumb key,
email, keymail.
It says email, keymail. So this is our email service. But you could, if you preferred to use the Gmail app or an app, I know another popular one is called K9 Mail. You can use any of those apps, and I'll show you how in a second. So I'm going to press next again.
Internet, key web.
Internet is, we're actually using our own KeyWeb interface that we design. We actually built it on top of the Firefox internet browser. So Firefox has been extremely accessible and provides a lot of great accessibility tools. KeyWeb is sort of the interface that goes on top of it to allow you to do a lot of your Braille shortcuts and navigation.
Word processor, keyword.
So there's word processor, and that's our flagship product, our keyword app. It's a totally Microsoft-oriented word processor now, so you don't ever have to be using a custom Braille Note format for a file. Everything that I type in Braille, in contracted or uncontracted Braille, is always in Microsoft Word format, so I can immediately share it with colleagues, email it. I don't have to do any type of conversion anymore. I'm going to hit next again.
Planner, key plan.
There's our calendar, key plan.
File manager, key files.
We have a file manager to make it simple to organize your files.
Calculator, key calc.
We have a basic scientific calculator that's there.
Victor Reader.
There's our Victor Reader app, which is really interesting. We actually took a lot of the positive features from the Victor Reader audio player and brought it over to the Braille Note Touch. So much of the interface is very similar. So accessing things like the bookshelf and things like that will feel very familiar for Victor Reader users. But we Braille optimized it. So now downloading a book, say, from the Go Read app from Bookshare, because it makes it so simple to download from the Bookshare library, you can then instantly read that content in Braille using the Victor Reader app. I'm going to hit next again.
Play Store.
And there's sort of the game changer, is the fact that we're Google certified now, the Google Play Store is on the main menu, and I could go into that. And I'll do that now. I'll activate that just by pressing a cursor router key. But just to show you a couple of the features here, if I press P,
Planner, Key Planner,
I jump straight to P for Planner. I'll press P again,
Play Store,
and I'm back on the Google Play Store. So I can activate that with the router key or press Enter.
Play Store.
So now I'm on the
Google. Apps and Games.
You hear it says Apps and Games, and it's loaded up.
Entertainment.
It loaded up my Google Play Store. At this stage, if I wanted to search for a specific app somewhere on the screen, I know there's a search button. I can just press S. I don't have a clue where that search button is located on the screen. And if I was using Explore by Touch, I would have to swipe right a whole bunch of times until I found that search button or explored the screen until I found it. Here, I can just press S.
Show navigation drawer button.
The first item is Show navigation drawer. So Android has this concept, which is like a pop-up menu. I'll press S again.
Search button.
And it immediately found the search button. And at that point, I can press Enter.
Search Google Play Edit Box.
And it says Search Google Play Edit Box. And I can type in, let's search for Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
And press Enter.
S back button. Add app Angry Birds Pop Bubble Shooter. Start ring.
Angry Birds Pop Bubble Shooter. And it pops right in there. And just goes to show you how quickly and efficiently you can find certain buttons on the screen and type in contracted or uncontracted Braille at that point. It doesn't. We don't designate that in Keysoft apps you can only type in contracted Braille. I can be in Google Hangouts or Google Docs or at any point and be using my preferred Braille grade of choice.
Well, that was a really nice demonstration of how you can easily and efficiently navigate by first letter navigation. I take it you can also use gestures if you wanted to under some situations. Is that right?
Exactly. So I'll do another quick demo. So now
apps and games.
I'm back at my main screen. So if I'm an Android user, and let's say I use the apps on a regular basis, sometimes it is faster if you know exactly where buttons are located. I do not find that to be the case all the time, but sometimes in certain apps that you use all the time, you generally know where those are located. So at this point, if I press my two outer thumb keys,
touch Braille off.
You hear it say touch Braille off. And at this point, now I'm using the traditional Android gestures. So if I just kind of go up to the top left corner.
Feature build your own tropical resort.
Build my own tropical resort. Okay. Well, if I swipe right a few times, you'll see that I can go item by item.
Featured battle of the featured shop your back to school wish list. Featured start solving 450 plus colorful puzzles.
So at this point, I'm just swiping from item to item. I can also use different gestures to scroll the screen. In Android, it's two fingers slide up or down to scroll the screen up or down. I can also run my finger all over the screen to identify individual items. But all it is just a simple tap of the two outer thumb keys together.
Touch Braille on.
And I'm right back at using my touch Braille. And at this point, I can use all of the traditional note taker commands. So space with L to jump to the top.
Top.
So I'm at the top. But at this stage, now I'm right back in touch Braille and I'm able to use a lot of the Keysoft commands. In addition, I can do things like enter with N to jump into my notifications. So I'll press that now.
Long time no see.
And
location request active. Wi-Fi 3 bars.
So now I'm in my notification item and I'm pressing next. And you can see that I have
clear all notifications.
An option to clear my notifications.
System update, 8.04 a.m. Update by dictionary, 8.06 a.m. Word of the day, Trepany.
And so I have a dictionary app that I use, and it says my word of the day is Trepany, apparently. So just different commands that I can use to immediately pop up menus. I don't have to find items on the screen. I can drive the whole device from that Braille keyboard.
If you want more information about how to work with an Android device, including all of the gestures, in November, we'll be airing another episode of Eyes on Success in which we speak with Anna Garza, who will have just published a book with the National Braille Press about using Android devices with TalkBack.
Well, it's really nice. It sounds like it's very flexible. So if you like doing something one way versus another, you can easily switch modes and do the task that you're trying to do in the most efficient way possible for the particular task. You have a lot of options there.
Yeah, this device is something that's designed really. So we've always said our target market at Humanware is the early Braille readers. We want to make sure that we design a tool that really fosters the development of Braille literacy. I'm personally a huge proponent of Braille literacy, you know, ever since I started at Humanware. So this is a product that can be used by some kids in first, second grade, and it really can be used as advanced as you want it to be. So as you said, Peter, I can use my traditional Keysoft applications. I can only use, let's say, the word processor to write my book reports and things like that. Or I can get more advanced. And what we're seeing today is a lot of school systems are becoming Google districts where they use Google Docs for everything. And I can actually take those documents that I create in the word processor and I can immediately upload them to my Google Drive and collaborate in contracted Braille with my sighted colleagues and classmates on a device that's designed really for me, meaning that it's efficient for me. The one thing that I truly believe when we started this project is the devices today, this is a device that's made using the accessibility that's provided by mainstream companies, so the accessibility that's provided by Google. But we've taken that accessibility and we really made it efficient for a blind user. So yes, I can physically touch an item on the screen on any Android phone or tablet, and it'll speak to me. But it's not always the most efficient to find things on the screen that way. And that's where we really provide options for people to be as efficient as they possibly can.
Now for this week's final item, how to obtain more information about the Braille Note Touch, including how to see one in person.
So if people wanted to find out more about HumanWare, the Braille Note Touch, etc., where would you send them?
So you can visit us on the web at www.humanware.com. You can contact us by phone internationally at 888-723-7273, or in the U.S., 800-722-3393. You can also send an email to info@humanware.com or support@humanware.com. And if you have any feature requests or questions or any of that, I get emails from our support team every single day that does get filtered to me.
Do you have a social media presence?
We do. Yep. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter as well. We are at HumanWare.
So if people wanted to see one of these products in person and get a demo, you don't go down to your local Best Buy store and look at one of these things. I take it you have local representatives that you can put people in touch with?
Absolutely. Yep. So we have a local distribution network. So in your local state or region, I'm sure there will be a HumanWare distributor for you. And what you can do if you don't know your HumanWare distributor is just call our 800 number or the 888 number, and the folks in customer service will put you in touch with your local distributor and they'll get you set up with a demo.
And our regular listeners know where they can go for all of that contact information, phone numbers, shows that we mentioned, etc. And that is to our show notes for this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for show number 1642. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about traveling alone. Imagine traveling the world alone for months at a time if you're totally blind and partially deaf. We'll speak with Tony Giles, who has done exactly that many times over. We'll learn how he prepares for and manages his trips, and also talk to him about some of the adventures recounted in his new book, Seeing the Americas My Way. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, at Eyes on Success, or Twitter @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.